Yesterday's match of India and Pakistan ended in a damn squib. It was one of the worst one-sided matches I have ever watched, and it proved to me that Pakistan is not yet a finished product in terms of batting and bowling. Yes, they have good results over the past few months, but that was against weaker opposition. They have a good bowling lineup. The fielding also improved considerably, but batting maturity has not yet come. The way Mr. Huck played that shot, I'm sorry, that's not how any international cricketer plays. Fakhar Zaman, well, I'm sorry to say, but he has been found out. He may score runs, but Australia, England and India have their eyes on his weakness, and they are going to target that relentlessly. Shoaib Malik played well. Bhuvneshwar Kumar showed why he is one of the best bowlers, and Jasprit Bumrah keeps on impressing and impressing. The surprise package was Kedar Jadhav. Now, how do I describe him? Right arm under the wicket, right arm circling the wicket. I don't know, but how do you measure a bowler is bowling 45 degree? I hope someday he does not turn and sit down and bowl so that the ball even has a lower trajectory to travel. But even though good batting by Rohit Sharma and Shikhar Dhawan, but even if the score was low, I felt Rohit was struggling in the first over against Amir. I did not find any much steam in the Pakistani bowlers. I think they are saving it up for Sunday, or they are so sure that they will reach the finals and they will face India that they are willing to hide their trump card, the younger Afridi in this case. Overall, the Indian fans are happy. The Pakistan fans are hoping that they will meet again in the final and they will get a Champions Trophy repeat. But apart from the match, I just want to talk. Who thinks of setting up tournaments in September in Dubai, Sharjah? I have no idea. That person needs to get his head checked, along with the person who suggested Qatar host the Football World Cup in May. That's it from my side, friends. Please do share your comments about the match. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.